Hello and welcome to this first talk on Christian Science. My name is Ann Beals, and this talk is coming to you from thebookmark.com, a website devoted entirely to Christian Science. It would be so good if you could be here sitting across from me and we could talk together about these many subjects, but since that's not possible, I will simply begin and share with you the many ideas that have come to me during my years in Christian Science. Even though I may not know you personally, I want you to know I care deeply about you. I know what Christian Science is and what it has done for me. I want so much to share with you this pearl of great price. Through these talks, I hope to present Christian Science in a new light, one in keeping with the times. In this first talk, I want to tell you how I started the bookmark and how this unique collection of writings came about. The main purpose of these talks is to take you beneath the surface of this great revelation and explore the deeper teachings of Christian Science. It seems we need more advanced metaphysics to meet the challenges we face today, and that's what these talks are all about. If the talks seem a little too metaphysical at times, I hope you will listen to them more than once and stay with me, for I want to take you to a new level of spirituality. My talks will build on one another, and as they do, you should find Christian Science taking on greater meaning and your ability to heal through prayer becoming more successful. I would like to begin by telling you how I started publishing works on Christian Science. I began the bookmark in 1980. But the fact is, I'd been thinking about the need for deeper writings on Christian Science for many years. I'm a lifelong Christian Scientist. I attended Sunday school and First Church of Christ Scientists in Louisville, Kentucky. And I can still recall those years when our church was filled and healing work was phenomenal. Our church had dignity and refinement. It had a very spiritual atmosphere, and the services were inspiring. There was enthusiasm and dedication and a feeling that Christian Science was on the way to winning the world to its teaching. Every church had at least one practitioner then. Ours had two. And the one my family went to for help and healing was Barbara Kasperi. She was a beautiful woman with eyes filled with spiritual light, and she just radiated love. And when we needed healing, we would call Ms. Kasperi, and she'd say, "I'll take care of it." And sure enough, in a short time, the problem would be met. We had many wonderful healings through her help. It was a very special time in the church then, and I feel blessed to have known it. Later on, after I was married and I had a family, I became an active member in a branch church. It was then that I realized that although I was very dedicated to the church and I loved Christian Science, I really didn't understand it enough to do my own healing work. I always called a practitioner for healing. You know, that's what my family did. We just called a practitioner. In fact, most of my church members relied on a practitioner for healing. And I began to wonder, what would happen if I needed help and I couldn't reach a practitioner? And that was when I began to realize that I needed deeper writings on this science if I was going to be able to demonstrate it myself. At that time, the only source for any advanced teaching was a two-week course given by a teacher authorized by the church. I took class instruction as soon as I could, and I had an excellent teacher. He was Neil Bowles in Atlanta, Georgia. And it was in class that I learned, yes, there was far more to the study and practice of this science than we were given in the public lectures and the articles in the church periodicals. And I felt there should be more written on these more important subjects, these deeper ideas that were hardly touched upon, even in class. This was especially true because I realized within a short time after taking class that I could remember very little that I had been taught. Now, we weren't permitted to take notes in class for some reason. This was not permitted. And so I had only a few notes that had been dictated by the teacher. And I could see that the spoken word, as inspiring as it might be at the moment, is very fragile and temporary. It's soon forgotten. I concluded that we needed more writings along the line of class teaching. When you think about it, there are textbooks for every known subject. Music, math, physics. They're easy books for the novice and deep technical ones for the advanced reader. But in Christian Science, as far as the written word goes, at that time there was just the Bible and Mrs. Eddy's Polish writings as serious textbooks. And then there were public lectures and articles in the periodicals. I felt the articles and the lectures were good as far as they went. They provided a correct foundation for a student in this science. But they were very elementary. They just didn't go far enough and explain in detail the more advanced concepts of this science. Even 2 weeks in class was not enough to teach someone how to heal in Christian Science. We had to have the advanced teachings in writing so we could study them until we understood them. This need for better metaphysics stayed with me constantly. I was even more convinced about this when I went into the practice and I found that most class-taught Christian Scientists did not know how to give a good treatment or how to handle animal magnetism. You know, I'd ask them, well, how do you do your work in science? Oh, I don't know. How do you handle animal magnetism? They say, well, I don't think I was ever taught that. So I realized we had a problem here. Then in the 1970s, I met another church member who shared my concern over many problems that the church was having. As he got to know me, he gave me books and papers on Christian Science, such as I had never read before. I mean, they were awesome. I just couldn't lay them down. He gave me Bicknell Young's Normal Class Notes of 1937 and the Carpenter's Mary Baker Eddy, Her Spiritual Footsteps, and Adam Dickey's Memoirs of Mary Baker Eddy. And most important, he gave me Mrs. Eddy's unpublished writings. That was when I learned for the first time that writings on the advanced metaphysics were being quietly shared among those interested in reading material that had not been published by the church. But these deeper writings were not known to most church members. You know, I certainly had never heard of them. And I was thrilled when I found them. And I felt there was an urgent need to get these writings out to those who would be as blessed by them as I was. It seemed that if we're going to rely on Christian Science for healing, we need to understand it better. And when I asked why these educational writings were not available to everyone, I was told that church members weren't ready for such advanced teachings. But I thought, no one has tried offering such material to them, so how do we know they aren't ready? I was ready. I was more than ready. And finally, I decided I had to find out if they were ready. So in 1980, with a few books and transcripts that my friend had given me, I was able to begin the bookmark. I sent my first catalog to a large mailing list of Christian Scientists, but I had very little response to it. However, as soon as my first catalog went out, other Christian Scientists began sending me papers and books by the early workers in the church because they understood what I was trying to do. These writings had stood the test of time. They were the best of the past by some of the finest thinkers in the movement. As these papers and books came in, I added them to my list of publications, and I continued sending catalogs to the small list of names that responded to my mailings. Over the years, I continued to add to the publications in my catalog, and my mailing list continued to grow, slowly but surely. When the internet became available, I put these writings on the bookmark website and made them available to anyone wanting to know more about Christian Science. As it turned out, many Christian Scientists were ready for these advanced teachings. Those who read this material would call and ask me, why haven't we had these in the past? And I wish I'd had such papers years ago. So today, if you're at my catalog or you go to my website, you see the end result of these many years of building the bookmark. It has become a source for Christian Science as Mrs. Eddy gave it to us. Now, I want to tell you how these many books and transcripts originated, and I'll tell you about this next. Now, I want to tell you how these writings on my publication list came to be written. As you may know, Christian Science has proven to be very effective in healing through prayer alone. But it's still misunderstood and very little known in the world. I feel this is because Christian Science is so visionary. Mrs. Eddy's revelation is still centuries ahead of the times. It's both a religious revelation and a scientific breakthrough of the first magnitude. History shows that great ideas usually begin as a revelation. Mrs. Eddy spent many years trying to understand Christ Jesus' healing works, and at last her answer came in this revelation. After she discovered it, she found she could heal herself and others of serious, even fatal illnesses through prayer alone. And even more important, she was able to teach others her discoveries so that they could heal as she did. Then she put this revelation into words, and in 1875 she published the first edition of the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Often, those who read this book are healed simply by reading it. This revelation came to light in the heart of the Victorian age. It was so in advance of the times that the world in general just couldn't relate to it. Mrs. Eddy presented many facts that contradicted the scientific and religious views of that age. At that time, the natural sciences were claiming that the universe was so mechanical that God was no longer necessary. And old theology preached predestination and claimed that suffering was the will of God. And it was into this dark mental climate that Mrs. Eddy first published Science and Health. Everything she wrote was contrary to the popular beliefs of that time. First, she claimed God as the only cause and creator. Then she accurately defined the laws, qualities, and nature of this final cause. And she wrote about the spiritual nature of the universe and man. And she declared that there is no matter and that evil is hypnotic illusion. She recognized sickness, disease, and age to be caused by mental and emotional disturbances. She explained the spiritual laws underlying Christ Jesus' healing works. And more than that, she provided a form of prayer that put spiritual healing on a scientific basis. And she uncovered the lethal effects of malicious mental malpractice and witchcraft and secret hypnosis. And then she showed how Christian Science protects the mind from all forms of mind control. She proved that the power of drugs to heal is in proportion of our faith to them. And most important, she published her revelation and gave it to the world. When you study Christian Science, you're studying a religious and scientific discovery that extends far into the future. It is a study of a very advanced form of intelligence. It melds together science and religion into one perfect system of ideas. Now, simply believing in what Christian Science teaches is not enough. You must do much more than subscribe to it as you would to a religious doctrine. Your early learning experience with it may begin with a strong faith that it is the truth. But in time, You need to exchange faith for spiritual understanding. And here is where the literature from the bookmark is so important. Today, through the bookmark, you have a large selection of material on Christian Science to work with. This was not always the case. In the early years of the Christian Science movement, there was only the Bible and Mrs. Eddy's writings. Then Mrs. Eddy established the periodicals and the board of lectureship. And this gave us many excellent articles and inspiring lectures in what I call elementary Christian Science. They're a perfect introduction to Christian Science because they provide a simple but correct foundation for learning this science. And that's very important. But they don't give us the more advanced teachings we need to do our own healing work. When Mrs. Eddy was here, she provided for teachers to teach these more advanced concepts. These teachers teach one class a year, a 2-week course in Christian Science. Then every year, they write an original address for the annual meeting of their association of students. Since the early years in the church, teachers have been writing an address for each annual meeting. Fortunately, a number of these excellent addresses by the early teachers have come down to us, and they're deep and original and extremely educational in advanced metaphysics. They open up the textbook to us and help us gain a better understanding of Christian Science. In a way, these addresses are like the letters that Paul and the disciples wrote to the early Christians. The early students in our movement, close to the time of Mrs. Eddy, reflect her original teachings in their addresses and writings too. In addition, there were books published independently of the church. And most important, we have Mrs. Eddy's unpublished writings, her letters to students, instructions, essays, and more. And we have notes taken in her classes. Mrs. Eddy and her early students, the practitioners and teachers and lecturers, they produced an outpouring of astonishing works on Christian Science. And the bookmark offers you the finest of these works. Each paper and book explores some important aspect of Christian Science. Each one takes you back to the Bible and science and health and enables you to understand them better. And with each step of progress, you experience healing and spiritual regeneration to a new level of spiritual understanding. Now, a final word to help you in your studies. If you're new to this study, I hope you have a copy of Science and Health. I also suggest that you read my book, Introduction to Christian Science. This book is a general discussion that corrects many false impressions about Christian Science and Mrs. Eddy. It explains how to practice spiritual healing. It tells about Mrs. Eddy and the church she founded and gives a standard of Christian Science, a basic moral guideline for those practicing this science. If you're already into Christian Science, I suggest that you read William Kilpatrick's All Being is Consciousness. His metaphysics are excellent, and his book will impress upon you even more than ever how essential it is to obey Mrs. Eddy's warning, stand porter at the door of thought. Mr. Kilpatrick emphasizes that what we take into consciousness, we outpicture as our human experience. And we can't have both the material and the spiritual in the same mind at the same time. So, are we making the right choices? Whether you're new to Christian Science or you already study it, I do think my future talks will be of interest to you. The first series of talks is entitled Christian Science in the 21st Century. We usually think of this science as a religious revelation, which it certainly is. But in the light of 20th century physics, we find that Christian Science is also an advanced scientific discovery And that is how I want to present it in this first series of talks. The first talk in this series is on the website now. The next talk and the others in the series will be posted a few weeks apart. Each series will be focused on an important subject and will be posted permanently on our website for you to refer to. In these talks, I will be sharing many ideas that were considered too advanced to be discussed openly in Mrs. Eddy's time. Whether you're familiar with Christian Science or experiencing it for the first time, I do hope you will join me. We can't begin too soon learning how to pray scientifically. In closing, I would like to add that we listen to learn, but we read to remember. Thank you for letting me share my ideas with you. I look forward to talking to you again soon. And so until next time, I close with these words from Christ Jesus, and they shall be all taught of God. Goodbye, my friend, and God bless you.